I am as tired as you look, Brian.
I'm fucking saving, exhausted. I'm staying tired until we start. So this is my not started face.
We're broadcasting.
Hello, right now. Everybody. I'm not tired at all.
Welcome to episode
602.
It says 159. I feel like that's not right.
That is right.
Okay.
Are you sure it's not 210?
No, it's well, after we release 61 minute episodes, we'll be at 220.
Whatever Muse is at, we need to have an episode that long and split into 1 minute episodes just to catch up, because mm-hmm. it's bullshit that they padded their number.
And we also have to spam the front page of MuseOnMinis.com. Yeah. Like
90 updates.
Like 90 updates, all featured updates of the same episode. Brought out.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's not like any other podcast does that.
It's exciting. My name is Brian.
My name is Nathan.
My name is Andy.
Woo! And we are...
My name is Will Walker.
Cripple System. Andy was whispering something.
My name is Will Hungerford.
Oh.
I'm Will Hungerford. Blah, blah, blah. Louisiana. Yeehaw.
This is more Texas than Louisiana.
Yeah, he's dumb. Cut out that bit and I can email it to him and he can use it as his new like message ringtone on his phone.
There are indeed only three of us, Cal something.
Calrian.
That was a flawless Will Hungerford impression.
It was. It's almost, you know who I really miss? We really miss that really terrible Jeremy from, you know, far away, this Swedish Muslim Jeremy.
Yes.
I do miss him greatly. He yeah. calls me every so often, leaves me voicemails, but other than that, I don't, and I haven't, you know, heard from him in a while.
He's like, hey, ber, bee, bee, ber. I don't do a really good impression of him.
I really wonder if he'll ever get a Guantanamo, though, because he's been there for a while. For Obama a was while. Supposed to shut it down, but Obama didn't.
They actually said, except for him.
Yeah.
Like, all the paperwork's there, they're letting everyone except for him go.
Yeah, poor guy.
You lied to me. There are biscuits in here.
Why would you only get one biscuit? There's three of us.
I had near Gizian willpower, and I did not get six additional biscuits.
I would have had to resist one because I ate too much yesterday, so yeah. I would have been like a can of a biscuit. Then I would have cried. I would have wept blood.
I thought about telling Nathan to bring a six pack of biscuits, and then I would pay for those.
Yeah,
but yeah. You know.
Well, I just figured out how to map my run with my fitness pal, so it mm-hmm. automatically puts my exercise in there, and it turns out walking my dog gives me like 400 extra calories.
Yeah, my Fitbit links to my fitness pal too. Like, fitness pal has all these really cool link things with their programs. It's pretty sweet.
Because I've been trying to stay with my normal goal, and I haven't even been putting exercise in there. Now I see that walking my dog is like 400 calories because I go about 2.5 miles.
Yeah.
And if I've been underselling myself by 400 calories, how am I not ripped yet? How am I still fat?
So, I read a thing.
Am I like starvation mode? Am I too little calories?
No, I read something that's really depressing. And I'm not just saying this applies to you.
Are we just endomorphic? Are we never going to be skinny?
I have a weight thing I learned last week that was really depressing for people who are overweight who lose weight. If you are overweight for a really long time and you lose weight, even if, let's say you normally eat 3,000 calories a day and you get yourself in shape and you're down to like the 2,000 and that's what, you know, you're in shape and you're at 2,000 calories. Your simple metabolism gets fucked up, mm-hmm. and even though you're at the 2,000 calorie, your body actually treats you as like 20. As you have to eat like less calories. Your metabolism is really slow and fucked up. So where you're healthy and you should eat 2,000 calories, actually you should only eat 1,500 because your body's fucked up. That happened to all the Biggest Loser contestants. Like three or four or 5 years later, they still have to stay like 500 calories under their daily normal for their weight because they're so fucked up because how they lost the weight.
Yeah.
Now they are more fucked up because they lost the weight so fast.
And Biggest Loser just fucks them up so correct. Hard. Like that's the don't do anything they do. It's correct. Terrible.
But anyone who loses weight and a lot of weight, I think your metabolism does get fucked up for quite a few years. So even if you think you're eating well for my weight, I should have 1,500 calories and I'll never gain weight. Well, maybe you'll probably gain weight because you're fucked up metabolism. It's just another way the fucking man's trying to get you.
Fuck you, fatness.
I read that, so then I ate a donut. I was like, take that. I showed you science.
That is orange drink.
Yeah, that is mm-hmm. that is orange soda.
Yes.
I did not lie to you about the flavor soda I got you. Yeah.
First of all, if you're out of shape, walking 2 miles can be 400 calories. Trust me. When I look at the treadmill, I put in my weight, and it's like for a workout for 45 minutes, I burn like 7,000 calories. Someone in shape burns like 17 calories. So there's definitely a weight calorie burn based on your weight, based on like what you do.
Well, because I'm carrying 100 pounds extra over that skinny fucker. Right. So hey, skinny fucker, put a 100-pound knapsack on your back and walk 2 miles and see how sweaty you are.
Yeah. It is interesting, though, because I... Yeah, it's just Not that I want to ramble about. I could ramble about like. It's always fun when fat guys talk about weight loss. It's my least favorite.
Spoiler: if I don't remember what my original recommendation was, my recommendation is going to be weight loss related.
Yeah.
So that's something I've seen like videos of like guys or people that have lost like a ton of weight. They go and actually put like backpack and other stuff onto the body so they can actually feel what that was again. I mean, it's.
Well, I mean, Nathan lost a good chunk of weight. I'm trying to lose a big chunk of weight. I mean, it's different.
It was 331 calories. I rounded up, so, you know. Sorry.
Sorry, internet guy who's trying to get you. But,
all right.
I don't use a treadmill. I use the elliptical. Thank you very much.
Announcements.
Announcements.
As much as arguing with that guy is. MomCon
is this weekend.
Yay, MomCon.
Everyone's coming weekend?
This weekend coming up.
Yeah, this coming up weekend. This Saturday. This Friday, Saturday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Me and Jordan, local Jordan and Dan, are playing in the team tournament. Keith and Green and some random guy whose name I can't remember are like the mega team to beat.
Speaking of you and Jordan, I need to ask you something when we're done recording. Speaking of asking people stuff when we're done recording, Andy, I need to ask you something when we're done recording. So the two of you need to remind me that I need to ask the two of you things to do.
The chat, remind us at the end that Nathan has to ask us something.
After we're not recording anymore, remind me to ask them
stuff. Or when we're in recommendations, some of you, oh, by the way, Nathan, don't forget to tell this guy something.
Also, remind me what my recommendation was going to be because I can't remember.
Not very helpful at all.
The best reward for weight loss when you're really heavy and you get really skinny is you get all loose skin and you look worse.
Yeah.
I've seen a guy lose a lot of weight and I looked at him and he with shirt off and I almost wanted to vomit. I'm like, congratulations, you look more repulsive than you did when you started.
I saw a guy who was like Schwarzenegger bodybuilding days ripped. Like he just totally turned his life around and it was just like stuff hanging off of him. And it's like, that is not fair.
That's just going to the doctor, like, cut this off of me. I don't care what kind of money I have to give you, doctor. Just fucking make this go away or I'm eating donuts. I'm going to eat a bunch of donuts to fill it back up. Right. I'm not taking the saggy, loose skin shit. That is just terrifying.
Well, that's some of the big issues of such a drastic weight loss, though, too, is you do have that skin. I mean, if you go slower, in a sense, it's not going
to
be...
It's not as ridiculous.
Let's take scissors to it.
Sure. Honestly, versus what it looks like, that is like a logical sound.
Okay, just take this flap, scissors, stitch, and then just like make hats or something out of it.
So lampshades is a valid thing for skin. I mean,
that's a Wisconsin tradition.
Yeah.
Sex slaves and lampshades. Woohoo!
I don't remember the sex slaves.
Well, that was Dahmer.
That was Dahmer.
Oh, okay.
That was what he was like, trying to do. If we're getting into the, you know, the mass murderer type guy.
Ed Gein killed a surprisingly small number of people.
He was just very efficient with their bodies.
He was most of the corpses.
He was a grave robber Like the 90-something percent of the skin he stole was from corpses that he just dug up. Which, you know, they're not using it.
What?
Why do I know this?
Yeah, well, because, you know, Wisconsin trivia.
It's in our history class. You know, some people talk about, you know, world history, we talk about our mass murderers. You have to, you know.
We have enough of them.
Yeah.
For anybody,
we get bored.
Anybody out there that is kind of like interested in the weird Wisconsin things, go check out. I think it's called Wisconsin Death Trip. Okay. Not Static X the album, but Wisconsin has got like a large history of just weird, evil death things.
Sure.
Now someone's giving us advice how to deal with loose skin. Whatever MSN is.
10,000 milligrams of, what was it, Microsoft Network?
Yeah.
The old email.
I can't tell if it's a serious request because I would kill somebody. I don't even know. Like 5,000 grams of vitamin C seems like a lot. MG, that's probably a different.
Milligrams.
Yeah, it's not as bad as I first read. No.
Speaking of milligrams of vitamin C, fuck Airborne. That bullshit placebo. I hate it, and I hate that they make $1 billion a nanosecond, and I hate the stupid boxes made by a school teacher. So who the fuck cares? I'd rather have something made by a doctor. Like, just because you teach remedial English as a substitute teacher in fourth grade doesn't mean you can invent fucking medicine.
So boosting your immune system doesn't mean a fucking thing. It doesn't mean anything. You know who has a boosted immune system? I do. Because my immune system attacks my own skin.
Well, that means it does something.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's so
dumb.
Yeah, stupid.
It's like fucking, not hydroponics, that's the plant stuff. What's the other stupid thing? Where they dilute medicine. Like you put an aspirin in the Pacific Ocean and that makes it stronger. Fucking, What's it called?
Words.
Words.
What is wrong with you? You can't remember anything today. Are you like Alzheimer?
Who am I? Why am I here?
All the time.
No, the fucking somebody in the chat will remember now. It's one of the more common terrible stupid fake homeopathy. So anytime you see like homeopathic medicine and stuff like that, the quote unquote science, by which I mean complete bullshit that stupid people believe, is that the more you dilute medicine, the stronger it gets. Because that's the exact opposite of how things work.
But what?
Because atoms have memory. So if you have one aspirin, it's as strong as one aspirin. But if you dilute it in 10,000 gallons, every single atom of that water is as strong as the original aspirin was. So you just made it 10,000 times stronger. And so you'll see this medicine with massively sarcastic air quotes where it's like one part per billion. That's how strong this is. You mean it's fucking useless and it's $20 a pill because stupid white hippies will buy it.
Somebody doesn't understand math.
That's how it works.
Or how mass works. You know, this thing is, yes, you spread it out, but it's...
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid.
These are the same stupid people who think that vaccinations cause autism and quartz crystals will heal you. What? Oh, if this podcast gave you cancer, don't worry. Just get some homeopathic airborne and you'll be fine.
Should we do an early zapity or should we save it? Someone just threw a question off for us.
Hold on.
No, we'll save it. We have announcements and shit.
Announcements.
Well, speaking of Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Alzheimer's. Did you hear about Will Ferrell?
Does he have Alzheimer's?
No.
That'd be sad.
No.
Spoiler.
He was going to do a biopic of
Reagan. Yeah, as a comedy.
In his later years of his Alzheimer's.
I heard he was going to be Reagan. I thought he was going for more of a dramatic
role. No, it was going to be a comedy. He was like, wacky, wacky, I sure have Alzheimer's.
They got canceled, I think. It's
yes.
I think it was announced, and then it was canceled the same day. That's just horrible.
Thought it was going to be like a serious thing when I first saw it.
One interesting thing that I didn't...
That's hilarious.
You know, because we talk about Alzheimer's, and it's this weird like mystery disease, and I saw a little public service announcement thing starring the Ninth Doctor, and he was talking about how recently they've shown that people who have Alzheimer's, their brains weigh about as much as an orange less than people who don't have Alzheimer's. So that proves that it actually is a physical destruction of the brain and not just some weird, you know,
not like a misplaced, you know, synapse or something. Yeah, like
that. There's physical damage happening. It's not just like other forms of mental illness where stuff is just wrong. It's actually that stuff is being destroyed. So that's kind of interesting, because once you show that, it kind of helps you codify what's happening and how to fix it.
Any other announcements? This is depressing.
Okay.
But I mean, it's, yeah.
MomCon.
There's a team tournament on Friday. There's, I think, a bunch of 50-point events on Saturday. There's some other shit going on I don't care about. That's MomCon. Lots of War Machine, lots of Guild Ball, lots of other games happening.
Blood Bowl,
all sorts of things going on. All sorts of things. I think Madison is sending like 3 or 4 carloads of people there. It's pretty cool. I get to see Chris Green. Miss that guy. He's a son of a bitch.
I don't want to be near Chris Green at all.
He's the Nickelback of the War Machine community.
Man, that is a pretty... That's a compliment to him.
I know. That shirt... I'm going to burn that shirt while it's on him one of these days.
I want to one-up it, but I don't know how quite yet.
You can't!
I know. There's got to be a way. I don't know.
You fucking can't.
Look, Shirley's got the Swift thing locked down, so he can't go that direction.
Perfect one for you. Right Said Fred.
No, that's
legit. Great. You'd have to have, like, you know, Justin Bieber is the so-and-so or of our Nelson. Time.
Nelson or something,
I don't know. The Simpsons character?
No, Nelson, the band from the 80s. They made Bon Jovi popular.
So, here's a quick quiz for Nathan. You know Nelson, right?
Yeah, Mr.
Okay, no. No. What are their names?
Nelson?
No.
Ah, damn. That's
their last name.
They're the ones who lip sync, right? They're the ones who don't.
Millie Nelson and Vanilla Nelson and Willie Nelson.
And one of them
that's killed. The three Nelsons. And Willie, Millie, killed. And Vanilla.
And one of them was a victim of Dahmer. Was that correct?
Yeah.
That happened?
Yeah. Willie Nelson, Manili Nelson, and Billy Nelson, and Jeffrey Dahmer ate one of them. It's a fact.
I was hoping that Chris would Our friend
Chris Nelson
would jump up on the chat because he knows their names.
He is busy with his wife. He got her a computer, so now they can play Overwatch together.
Yeah,
and I'm so excited for that.
The only band names that I know the trivia of is the ZZ Top.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's three members to ZZ Top. Two of them are brothers that have beards, and the third guy is clean shaven, and his name is Beard. And that's funny.
It is pretty hilarious. Any other announcements?
Wisconsin team championship. That's like July. I know, but so listen, shithead. There's a few things tied to it. Number one, we're up to 9 teams. It's very exciting. I'm hoping for even numbers.
Which equals out to 45 people.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this team is 5. It's going to be big. You know, the Muse crew was going to get a team eventually, I think. Like, I'm trying to factor that in.
Well, that's the thing. Well, I'm going to jump in before you continue. Because you have a set train of thought that you want
to
go off.
Well, what I was going to say is that people are thinking about coming need to start registering, because you really need to be registered by the end of the month. You know, if you are slacking and you come to me in the middle of June, maybe we can work it out. But we really need to start planning the space and stuff like that, and we need the money to do that. So really, the registration is supposed to be by the end of May. So that would be really, really nice. So if you've been sitting on the pot, please shit.
I'm doing it right now.
Awesome. Why? What were you going to say? Is it along those lines?
I was going to say, sign the fuck up, you goddamn lazy motherfuckers, who you know you're going to go.
Yes.
I mean, you know you're going. You have your team. Muse has their team. They know they're going to play it, but they haven't signed up. Sign the fuck up.
Right. That'd be convenient.
Idiots.
So the registration's by the end of the month. Wiss will end up being due by the Friday before it, which is the 8th, I believe we said. If I can do the math, July 8th. Correct. Yeah, because the event's on the 16th, and so that's Saturday's the 9th, so July 8th.
I'm at Rammstein that weekend.
Fuck you, Casey. I'm so angry about that.
They have a good song. Du hast.
No, but Rammstein's on Friday, so it doesn't even interfere. She's staying to go see, like, Korn or something. No, I'm sure
she's staying to see Korn.
And Nickelback. Korn and Nickelback are on Saturday.
Who the fuck cares about Korn and Nickelback?
Casey's a huge
It's not
Nickelback
the 90s
fan.
Anymore, so you don't need to care about Korn. And Nickelback has always sucked, so you don't need to care about Nickelback.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Anyway, I'm also going to shout out to some of our sponsors, Broken Egg, who is providing the zones and the terrain, which is pretty cool.
I bought 2D terrain from Broken Egg, and I brought 2D terrain from Muse, and I love all the terrain. I wish one of those companies would make bigger hills, but I do really like the Broken
Egg. Especially with the new elevation rules, they might have to.
Broken Egg's terrain pops really nice. That's like their big selling point, is it's really just there.
Well,
in a really nice way.
Speaking of Muse, so Broken Egg is we went through them. They gave us a great price on the zones and terrain, which really helped us be able to fund this. Muse is going to be helping us by fulfilling the Kickstarter things. So, like, we have some terrain and widgets and whatnot are prizes for Kickstarter, and Muse is making those. And they're also loaning us some of their new 4x4 mats that they're making. Nice. So we're going to have those Muse mats at the convention.
Those are amazing. They're getting close to what I wanted a mat. Their new mats are basically green they have some stuff on them, but it's less pronounced. Like those old companies, they had a green mat with so much dirt on there, it just looked clumpy.
Looked like mud smears.
Yeah, and it can be confusing because it could almost look like terrain and you didn't know how much of it to ignore.
And the Muse one is much more subtle, so I really like it a lot more. But man, why can't somebody just make like green? Just make green. Let the people put the terrain on the mats. If you put anything but green on it, it's like, well, what am I supposed to do here?
Speaking of, also Pegasus Games and Noble Knight Games, a couple local-ish game stores. Well, Pegasus is super local, and Noble Knight's a little further away, but they're also helping in various ways. Noble Knights were looking at it for prize support, and then Pegasus helped us with chess clocks, because chess clocks are fucking expensive, so thank you to them.
We're down to 2 people.
We're down to 2 people, but really we're the only 2 that matter. High five.
Boom!
And then tying into that, I know I'm just being fucking annoying right now, but speaking of the Kickstarter prizes that Muse is helping us with, the Kickstarter is over, but the artwork from Florian, which was fucking amazing. Like, if you guys haven't seen that artwork, you should see that artwork. We tweeted it from the America's Team Championship Twitter, but Florian always does amazing work. I mean, he did the Wisconsin Warjack for the six-pack that we kind of stole to use for the WITC in the meantime, but his new art was fucking amazing. His
artwork, it's an amazing image, and I love how the stuff around the earth and the bird. I don't understand the bird. It looks cool. I don't get it.
But there's two things with the bird, so I'll tell you. The actual coloration, everything is based on a red-tailed hawk, which is a local-ish breed. But more specifically, so for a lot of the European things and whatnot, they have dragons, you know, all over the place. And so the purpose for the bird is that it is a thunderbird, which is a mythological creature that is unique to the Americas and spans across both continents.
They're an Aztec, right?
Well, yeah. So a lot of Native American mythology has the thunderbird. So the North American Indian tribes have the Thunderbird in their totem poles and everything, and then you look in South America, like the Maginot Lines, that's fucking World War One. The Nazgul lines, yeah, they also have Thunderbirds on there. So it's a North and South American mythological creature.
That's the ring
also,
race?
Three things, that's cool. Isn't it a TV show? About
Thunderbirds? Sure, yeah. And there's the puppets.
If we're doing the North American, South American thing, why couldn't it have been a chupacabra?
Because those are just Mexican.
But they've gone across the board. Like, killer bees used to be just South America, but now they're across the continent. You could have had just like killer bees over the
chupacabras.
Over the chupacabras and killer bees. Because they are
damn it. Florian, we need new art. Yeah.
Send it back to Florian. We need the Thunderbird, chupacabra, and killer bees.
Yeah, no, fuck the Thunderbird. Just the chupacabra and the killer bees.
Yeah.
I need Dr. B's as a chupacabra.
So somebody is asking about, will you live stream matches out there?
So we almost certainly will not this year, just because when you're at a hotel and you want to live stream, you need internet, and internet costs approximately all the money in the world at a hotel. Next year, we're really, really hopeful, because even if we drop prices next year, because... Like, I now have the clocks and the terrain, and so, like, we'll have all that stuff paid for, so pretty much all the entry fees can just go to paying the hotel room to exist and give us internet.
No, games may be recorded, just uploaded later.
We're going to record games, yes, but we're not going to live stream. But we are going to record, and we are going to have live-ish updates throughout the event.
Correct.
So people can follow. Well, we have somebody working on a website.
I know for I'm going to be participating in the event, so it's going to be difficult for me to record, but I will have some recording equipment on there so we can at least post the matches afterwards. I also am working on setting up some audio so we can actually record the people playing it, kind of like how Trevi does.
Yeah.
Because his setup is really nice. I like how he's got the people mic'd up, and that way you don't have to worry about doing any kind of commentary.
Yeah.
I think all good end goal of live streaming is do what the WTC does, where they actually have commentators commentating on the events.
Correct.
But obviously, for the first event, you can't try to do everything, because that just doesn't work.
Right. But going forward, as we grow and whatnot, I think that that'll really, really be a possible thing.
And again, if you know you're going, sign the fuck up.
Yes. And also, because I was going to segue into this, and then you asked about the Thunderbird. Does it make sense now?
Yes. That's good. Cool. I mean, it looks great. I didn't get what it was. I mean, for mine, it was simple, because I didn't go for this like deep level. I went for like a jack that was like, you know, yellow and green.
Sure.
So, I mean, it was very Packer color without, like, an elaborate thing. You guys had, like, this, you know.
Oh, that's Packer colors.
Whoa.
What?
I'll throw my spoon at you.
How are you going to eat your potatoes?
Like
an animal. Just like a pig out of the trough.
Yeah, I have to go get a spoon because...
Oh, they didn't give
Popeyes
you a spoon.
Popeyes did not give me a spoon.
All right, these are long announcements. Keep going.
Okay. Lastly, that's what I said. The logo's there. If you looked at that logo and you're like, holy shit, I totally want t-shirts and or widgets and or terrain zones and or some other swag with that on there, the Kickstarter's over. But if you go to the American Team Championship Kickstarter and look at the backer levels, if you want to PayPal us money equal to one of the backer levels, we'll get you in.
I just want some zones. Don't tell anyone.
Okay. So, yeah, we're going to have to order the stuff in another couple weeks here, like maybe next Saturday we were going to look and order them. So the rest of this week and maybe next week, if you really want to get on board, jump on board. And that's me for announcements.
All right. Well, for topics, I guess.
We still have an announcement.
Oh, my God. What's next?
Andy's proxy thing, which is being moved forward a week, right?
No, it is not.
Being fuck you.
So
then I'm out.
So Nathan wants to have a special request for any viewers out there or any listeners out there. If you happen to decide that you're going to be picking up a lot of battle boars and splatter boars.
I need 8 battle boars and 4 splatter boars.
Yeah. He doesn't want to buy them before the proxy event.
I am sure they will be just as good in Mark III.
Yeah. I mean, I'll probably buy 2 of each. I have 2 of every beast.
Yeah.
But so,
Two sounds reasonable. Having 8 is... Maybe you could convince Rick to pick up a couple.
I mean, I have 28 razor boars. I don't need to spam something else.
And you have 20... It's on May 28th? That's not a correct date. What day is it on?
May 28th.
It is May 28th.
Wait.
28. That's not right.
It can be, yeah.
Maybe it is right.
Oh. The May Saturdays are all divisible by 7. Yep. Yeah, so May 28th. So that's 2 weeks from this coming Saturday.
Yep. I might be playing Total War that day. Or I'll be playing War Machine, one of the two.
No, you should be playing War Machine.
Or Overwatch. It's really hard to tell.
Just play some War Machine. If
I can create a thing for the Hydra, I will definitely have a Hydra list there.
So you're asking Andy, can you make me something for the
mostly
Hydra?
Well, mostly Nate, because he can print them. Because I want to have the Hydra, like a big Hydra thing. All made up. Possibly 2 or 3.
You can't have 3.
I'll find a way. Not legally.
The reason I have 28 razor boards is because they come in 2-packs, so I couldn't buy 27. And the reason I have 27 razor boards is because that's the most you can field in a 50-point list.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, people ask a stupid question.
Yeah.
I own 34 shredders. Yeah.
Well, you know what? We need to do that in Mark 2, and then we can do it again in Mark 3 and just have all shredders. We can do a 4-player and have shredders versus reptile.
Yeah. I have 6 reptile hounds, and I have 7 units of swarm, which is technically 35 models. But
yeah, so you can bring those. He'll bring all shredders. I'll do my razor boars, and we just need somebody to do the blight wasp bullshit.
Yeah.
With all the beast mistresses in the pots. There's that theme force that does that, right? Isn't that like Thags 2 or somebody?
Well, I mean, that would be in the shredder area.
Yeah.
That would be.
Well, no, your shredders, they're blight wasps.
Yeah.
And then we'll just do that.
And then we'll just have fun. A bunch of whelps.
We'll put Gatsby 2 in the middle.
I still haven't decided which caster does 27 razor boards best.
I don't know. Find out at Mark 3.
Midas.
Midas here. Yeah, it ends up being 54, which is pretty sexy. Making them all weapon masters with baton mobility is pretty sexy.
Yeah.
Seems legit.
Drain gives them all free Pathfinder charges every turn.
Boom.
It's all fun. Good
the
times.
The obvious choice for me is Thag Rush 2.
Obviously, Thag Rush 2 for the shredders.
When you feet and they come back near him, right?
They come back, yes. Yeah, so there's this mass around him. So and they all heal basically to full because he can just spend like 6 fury and heal them all.
Wait,
could you actually have too many where you feet and couldn't bring them all back because you literally ran out of space?
Probably. Yeah. Probably.
Especially under Mark III, where they all have to be placed within.
Completely within, yeah. That's bullshit.
I think they should have kept that rule for the Gargantuans. We were talking about that last night.
Yeah, it was redundant. It was redundant of them to ban Thag Rush 1 from bringing back a huge base model. Because his feat says completely within 3 inches.
Oh,
yeah. And I think if you can fit an Archangel completely within 3 inches of Thags 1, you deserve to bring it back.
If you're willing to bend the model.
Yeah, just snap the base in half.
Well, no, it's Thag Rush. He's on an arch.
Yeah.
And then,
they appear under it or above him. Just have like a bridge, and he goes under the bridge and does his voodoo, and it appears on top of the bridge.
Can you imagine the height of that arch, too, to fit the Archangel underneath it?
Hey, Megatrain. Adderall makes him.
You're fighting in St. Louis.
So there was 2 things this week that the Privateer had, 2 insiders of value. I mean, they're all value to some degree, but 2 that people cared about.
Do you think it really feels bad to be like the person on the insiders that they don't give a shit about? It's like, hi there, I'm Mr. So-and-so, I'm going to talk about pins. Like, there's just hatred. The whole community wants you to die.
But that's... Only at this time, though. But
that's my point. Like, normally they're fine, but right now, like every time I'd refresh their page and I'd still see that there, I just wanted to punch him in his head.
Yeah, I mean, 2 months ago, that's cool information. Everything, every other insider is great except for right now.
Here's an interview with an author. Fuck him. Those aren't rules. Fuck you.
I mean, that's basically true. I mean, Travis loves it because he's like, oh, more stuff. But everyone else.
And a month ago, I would have loved it, like you said. But when I'm hitting refresh and it's 3 in the afternoon and they still haven't put up the new insider about a faction, fuck that guy.
Or it does refresh and it's another author insider.
Oh,
damn it. So the Legion, people seem to like Legion changes pretty well. They took that very well. They
keep leaking more and more, and they keep being better and better for Legion
well,
players.
I think the difference with the Legion is I think they did Legion and Crix first because they were the ones who were being... Because obviously there's a new power level they're readjusting to. I think they're the ones who are being toned down more than other factions, mm-hmm. so they want to get them out done first. And with Crix, they said, here's a bunch of tone downs and here's some positives. With Legions, here's a bunch of tone downs and here's a little bit of buffs. And then over the course of the week, they kind of gave more of the positive. But they kind of led with more negative-ish. When you say big chassis are losing speed and you're losing thing. I mean, I'm not saying there were bad changes, but it was kind of more of a negative initial boost versus
which I don't think is necessarily fair. I mean, you're right; it's 100% true what you're saying, but it's also kind of bullshit because there was a lot of positive in that insider, yeah. but the Legion players just didn't seem to care about the positive they put out. I thought Bethane's new feat was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
But they're all like, don't care. And I think the new Proteus looks baller as hell. But they're like, don't care. And
the new Scythian is pretty damn awesome, too. The new Scythian.
But,
I mean, that's what that thing was built for, is to basically take out infantry. Not, in a sense, take out heavies.
But they tried to do both. Yeah. But I don't think that it hit the notes as much to the community as it did with the Crix.
Souls typically follows up in the threads a lot more. For whatever reason, Will didn't follow up very much today. Like, Will came in that thread that day and posted like two or three things where Souls will post for a few hours. And Will came in the next couple of days and kind of re-energized the thread and kind of had more of a dialogue back and forth. Yeah. But whatever. I mean, Legion stuff looks cool. Scorn stuff looks pretty cool. I mean, I'm happy.
No, they already nerfed Scorn.
Yeah,
you guys get the privilege of being the first Erratum in Mark 3 month before it comes out.
Our Void Spirits would have been fine the way they have to nerf them after the Insider.
Yeah, functioning as intended.
Yeah.
When this model activates, remove all enemy warrior models from play.
Yeah.
Totally as intended.
Wait, what?
That was how
Void Spirits read. Because there were three things to Void Spirits.
Okay.
Boosted to hit and damage rolls against living models.
Yep. With Mordekaiser.
No, that's normal. Yeah. Boosted to hit and damage rolls against living models.
Okay.
After they kill a living or undead model, they get to teleport 8 inches.
Okay.
And with Mordekaiser, every time they kill a model, they get to move an inch and get a free attack.
Okay.
So kill, teleport 8 inches, move an inch, kill a guy. Kill, teleport 8 inches. So they got infinite attacks with an 8-inch teleport and a 1-inch move after every single attack with boosted to hit and damage rolls.
Sounds legit.
And when it finally misses, you just activate your other Void Spirit.
Yeah.
So I mean, it made sense to me.
How many points are they?
Two.
2 points?
Well, four. I'm sorry. Four in Mark 3, I'm sure.
Okay. So
it takes 8 whole points to wipe out every single model your opponent brought.
Yeah. And then Mark...
That isn't a Warjack.
Yeah. In Mark 1, you needed, two War Chiefs.
Yeah, those were more expensive.
And a feat to do it.
Those were like 30 or 40
points. You could do every turn.
Yeah.
My greatest disappointment is they refused to give me any sort of Xerxes 2 information. No matter how much I begged all the employees, they wouldn't give me a goddamn piece of information for Xerxes 2. Fucking private press.
So, the teleports once per turn.
Yeah,
it's once per turn. Is what they did. Which is still killing spree through a unit, teleporting, and then killing spree through. Assuming the teleport isn't like an end of activation thing, but they showed the whole card. Yeah. So, unless something changed in the core rules, they still are able to kill spree, teleport, kill spree, and then be done, which is still scary as fuck.
You charge in to where you are, where you can charge. You kill a model. Maybe you kill two, but probably only one. Now you teleport 8 inches to the best possible spot. Maybe get 3 more.
Yeah, I mean, with units how they are, you should be able to get 2-ish the first time, because you're going to get, you got your reach, you got your base, you got an inch move, you got your reach again, you should be able to grab a couple guys.
But I mean, your teleport is probably going to give you at least 3, so you're still getting it's still a pretty good thing, and you got 2 Void Spirits doing that, that's still, you're still digging.
And with how back arcs work now, that teleport's going to get you into the back arc of their support shit, and you're just going to tear hog.
Yep. They're doing a good job in the insiders.
Too, right? They're still in corporal?
I don't know.
To start off?
Yeah. Probably.
They're dropping really cool rules in the inside. Like, by the way, in the square insider, you're talking about scoring. Oh, by the way, backstrikes, happen when you're there, not if you started. They keep putting these little tidbits in insiders.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm happy. I'm excited for scoring. I mean, I think the changes are cool. I mean, Gladiator kept Rush, which I'm a little sad about. I mean, I'm glad we have it, but I mean, people are assuming it's exactly the same because they haven't really called out that it's not. If Rush lost Pathfinder, that would be...
Oh, that'd be terrible, yeah.
Only because I think Pathfinder will be more important next version, so losing Pathfinder to me would be something that would be hard to adjust to. But Mordekaiser gives his entire battle group now is Ghostly when he needs it. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Wait, oh, so he's Field Marshal Ghostly then?
Or no, one of his spells just gives us what gives him Ghostly.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
It's pretty cool. I mean, his Hollow got some of it, he got toned down in some ways, but he's still cool. He lost Banishing Ward, which was kind of a shame, but you know, the way they're dealing with spells and upkeeps, who knows? It's all.
But it's all good because nothing's better than going on the forums and looking at terrible people still complain. You know, like people talk about how bad a spell Quicken is.
Yeah, exactly. Quicken is ridiculous.
Yeah, people are like, this is terrible. They nerfed the shit and now we only have garbage like Quicken.
Yeah.
It's like man. One of the best spells in the game.
The spell that I put on like my high defense unit that is moving 2 inches more.
Yeah.
Ravenger is at plus. I forget which Scorncaster got Ravenger. Not Ravenger. What's that one that the... It's like usually plus strength, and it's for infantry only. It buffs an interesting infantry model to do a lot of damage. Is it called Ravager?
Rager.
Rager. It's called Rager. Someone in Crick's got Rager.
Yeah, but whatever.
Scoring. I mean, it's cool. I'm happy.
Garbage. They're all garbage.
We still only have a small tidbit. I mean, our Titans are easier to hit now, but whatever. I think they wanted players to play a wider variety of their beasts.
Titans are easier to hit now. Legion beasts lost spiny growth and tenacity. Yep. I mean, it's a pattern, you know? Things can die.
Yep.
But also, most things appear... The big shit appears to also be cheaper in general, because they double the point scale, but all the Jackson beasts they're spoiling, almost 100% of them so far, are cheaper than what double their point value now would be.
Exactly.
I think that amazing white jack might not be the case.
Karn came out fairly unscathed, considering he still hits like a truck. Obviously, he only sides with Makeda, but he's still... I mean, he's going to be 4 all the time instead of that 5 once in a while, but he's still good.
Yeah.
I mean, Karn is playable. I mean, people figured, you know, the top 3 miles of every faction are the one who would get the hardest, and he came away pretty damn good.
Judging by him and Eyeless Sight, they're really trying to nerf the really strong things as little as possible. Like, Eyeless Sight could have been just destroyed. Eyeless Sight could have just been like, yeah, models are cool, you know, and all they took away was the thing that made perfect sense not to.
Yeah.
They were kid buffs.
Well, current being still a spiny, but in general, it's really reduced to the fact you can't, you know... Spiny growth everything.
Spiny self now.
Yeah, that too. But I'm just talking about Eyeless Sight. You know, it still ignores stealth. It still, you know, they only took away shooting through a forest.
The spiny growth also kind of takes it away for some of the merc players as well. Mm-hmm. They can't have spiny in their merc list.
Good.
Or cricks.
Nope. You know, Bart Double Galleon with spiny on both of them. You know, go fuck off. Yep. I mean, I can live with that.
Yeah. They definitely, everything seems more killable, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah, you know, because I think people are getting sick of the slogs of Meat Mountain and Fist just dry humping each other for 2 hours till somebody death clocked.
You're going to have more jacks on the table, so that maybe you have more killing power constantly happening. Yep. It's a very interesting dynamic that way. Kriya's got the big change because now they lost the armor buff and they lost the offensive abilities where they can minus defense of their opponents. But it's in a 3-inch bubble.
Force barrier
is 3 inches instead of 2 inches. It's still +2 defense and immune to blast damage, which to me is a huge deal.
It's the same thing that the Arcanists
wizards have.
Well,
that.
You look at Kador, they get this high explosive rule where their blast damage is power 10 across the board. I'm like, man, I like to play infantry. If I took on Kador, they could just blast damage my army away. Now I have immune to blast damage all over the place. My army's not going anywhere.
Right. I am most interested to see... I mean, there's specific things in my factions I care about, but ignoring that specific, the biggest... broad reaching thing I'm interested to see, because they already said the rule itself is untouched, they're just changing who has it, is the percentage of units that currently have Weapon Master that keep it.
Yeah.
You know, they took it away from Bane Knights.
Annihilator's lost Fearless.
Annihilator's lost Fearless. They took it away from Bane Knights, you know. Oh, Void Spirits don't scare your own guys anymore because they're an Abomination. Yeah. That was good change to the Void Spirits. Yeah. Same joke. But, I'm curious. Do Doom Reavers still have Weapon Master? Like, those problem units. Doom Reavers are FAU everywhere now, which is scary. But if they're not Weapon Masters anymore, maybe it's not as scary, you know? Maybe
we need a camera on Jordan the second he realizes that information, if that would happen.
Well, they already took away him being able to scare 10 units 8 times a turn by just running one Doom Reaver from each unit past them.
Yeah.
So,
He has... That hasn't been a factor in his games with the last Steamroller as much, but I mean, it's still an option he had available to him. Yeah. That has been because the last Steamroller put that Fearless thing in the as an objective, so that made a lot of armies a lot less scary of them.
Yep.
But it's
still I'm most interested because with the things being killed, they're making you take more Jackson beasts with the whole battle group thing. But if I can still have 2 units of insert Weapon Master 10-man unit X here, just destroy everything. Well, fuck it.
Rhett's going to come on Monday. I love that Scorn also broke the webpage.
Yes.
We survived Krix and Legion, but as soon as Scorn gets updated, they get overwhelmed with people checking it out.
Yeah, I could not get onto the site for many hours.
They tormented the server.
Yeah, we had to go to Reddit to fight. Reddit and the best day is a piece of shit. Reddit for War Machine is like the really good example why Reddit's useless.
Yeah.
Man, it is just the worst place to be in the world. That's all I had on Reddit. It's the worst.
Dude, next, it's terrible.
Monday we get Rhett. That'll be exciting. People, Jeremy. Jeremy's hopes for Mark III is to play a lot of Rhett.
I'm looking forward to come Rhett when somebody tries to defend Phantom Seeker and they're upset that it got taken away. Even the fucking Void Spirits, like Brian Culp, come on, Brian, you're better than this. He was trying to say that the Void Spirits weren't overpowered because they only have one initial attack and the boosted was only against living models, so they were only going to kill 99% of stuff, not 100% stuff.
99% is like, not everything. People chill out.
So I've been playing Rhett for about a year and a half, I would say. I just started playing Krix in this one, but.
So you've been playing Rhett.
Sorry. I'll do it that one.
No. Stop.
Well, now only that one hasn't, so. Yeah. Okay, now they're all even. So you've been playing Rhett for a year and a half. I had to do it once.
No, it was not necessary. I lost all train of thought I was going to talk about it anyway.
Awesome. So Zappity Grumbles then.
I have a random TV topic.
Okay. Oh, you guys wanted to talk about the Civil War?
Well, no. We'll wait.
Was it about states' rights, you think, or really at its root was about slavery?
I was surprised that the South lost.
Yeah.
But
there was a preview about the Civil War before the Civil War.
I don't want no Civil War.
It wasn't that.
Feed the rich and it's
so no. My random topic is about TV. I'm watching a show called The 100, which I surprisingly think is really good. I'm only on the very very beginning. The 100. It's a CW show.
I'm it's a spinoff of the what was it? The 4400?
No,
it's that other one.
It's like a sci-fi feature. Anyway, I'm on season 3. I really like it. It's a CW show, so it starts off CW-ish, but it gets violent very fast and pretty good. But when I watch it, I noticed that like they have an element, like a trope that I don't like, and it's always first of all, I hate when I watch TV. I don't like to use words like trope or Chekhov's gun or blah blah blah. I like to just watch a show and go, that was fun.
You don't want to dissect it.
Yeah, I mean, even when I watch an artsy film, I don't like to really dissect it.
Yeah,
I sometimes if I watch a really artsy movie, I can kind of like mentally do that a little bit, but then I just want to enjoy the experience.
Sure.
But I mean, I want quality to be there, so I can recognize those elements and I can appreciate them. But I don't like to really just dig into it because it just does. It's not what I need with my time. I don't have enough time. I watch too many shows. I can't get that deep with it. But I will ramble because there are certain tropes, like a trope that I hate in a TV show, and it's one of the reasons why I hate a book series that I hate so much is like kind of the brain. Like it happens on sci-fi shows a lot. There's like this break. You can have people who are established characters, but then the show wants to change it up a little bit, so it brainwashes a few of the characters. They get like mind controlled or whatever.
And sure.
That way they get to do these cheap gimmicks of making the good guy the bad guy for half a season and all this kind of stuff.
With no repercussions.
Correct.
Because then they just get fixed. Correct. And
Yeah, so whatever. That's why I don't like the tail end of season 4 of Angel, because the whole purpose of the bad person is, you looked at me and I've used my magic voodoo and now everyone loves me and I'm not the ruler of everything because that's my magical power.
Sure.
And I just was watching that. I'm like, man, I always hate that element so much. I was just curious if you guys have like a element that...
What book series do you hate because of that?
Oh, man, I have to really... I'm not usually for burning books, but these books deserve to be burned just because of... I can't... It's funny. Someone I know really likes them and I hate them.
All right. That's the book series.
Man, the author is Scott Baker. The sad thing is Scott Baker is an amazing writer. Like his storytelling, like his books have like only a couple main characters and he writes them well. One of his Barbarians is written superb. Like I would say he's better than anything I've ever seen Conan do. Like he's just an amazing Barbarian and just true to insanity as far as just being like that Barbarian Incarnate.
Scott Baker is an American professional baseball starting pitcher?
Nope.
Oh, that's Timothy Scott Baker. Okay.
But anyway, this Scott Baker, he's a great writer, but man, his main character basically has a trait where he's trained with these monks. So if he talks to you, he speaks to you for like a second, and he can basically figure out everything about your life in just a moment. So then he can just change his mannerisms within like moments, and then he can completely manipulate you into completely falling for everything he's ever wanted to do.
Did he write A Lighter Shade of Blue, Weird, Wild, and Wacky Cop Stories?
I don't think
that
so.
Might be a different Scott Baker.
Might be a different Scott Baker.
Neither
sure.
World.
It's like B-A-K-K-E-R. I'm pretty sure it's how you spell
it. Oh, I need more.
So it's Backer?
Yeah, I could be mispronouncing his last name, but I mean, that's probably better for him.
Is it Scott Bakula?
That's not Scott Bakula. I would appreciate his writing, even if I didn't like it. I would support anything he wrote. As long as it ended with, oh boy.
So
to answer your question, are Scott Baker?
Maybe. What's
yeah, we got, let's see, there's the judging eye, and I clicked on something. Whatever. Yeah, it's R. Scott Baker.
All right.
The trope I most hate in the planet is the one that is the source of every single episode of Frasier ever, which is where the entire conflict for the entire story would be solved if the two main characters would sit down and go, oh, it was your sister. You weren't cheating on me. Sorry, I guess I should have just asked. But instead of doing that, they fight and thousands of people die and worlds explode because there's a simple misunderstanding and they're too fucking stupid to take the 12 seconds to just double check. Wait, hold on. Oh, okay. And then you make civil war out of it.
That's honestly every single drama that's out there.
I know, and I hate it. Oh. I hate
it's like
instead
Breaking
of
Bad, especially.
No,
some of those shows are not that way at all. I mean, there's sometimes a moment where it happens, but very rarely is it a continual thing.
There's no 10-second clarification that could happen in Breaking Bad that eliminates the entire plot line. You know, like if he thought he had cancer because he overheard someone talking to somebody else and it turns out he didn't and he just never bothered to talk to his doctor, that would be the thing, you know.
Some of the conflict could have been resolved very fairly easily had he actually done any type of communication with his wife.
For the first couple seasons when he's hiding stuff, but that's an intentional hiding. Yeah. You know, and you can, but that's not the stupid misunderstanding. You know, that an intentional obfuscation of the truth is different than
what I'm talking about.
That does bug me. I will say Lost could have been one season instead of seven if they would have taken that element out. Whenever that is too much of a driving, and I get that it happens. If it happens in a rare, like you said, it's every episode of Frasier. If it was like one episode of Frasier, that could probably be a funny episode. If that was not the core element, if it was just the oops, you know, it's funny once.
And it's just, it's too easy because what it is, it's just like you're talking about with the mind control cheat. What this does is it lets them, instead of having the characters having a legitimate conflict, a legitimate disagreement, a legitimate different point of view that you build the story around, you just, what if they blah, 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 and then you make them think that's what's happening. And that way at the end of the episode, you can go, oh, never mind, and everything's fine. You know, it's like if Skylar thought he was doing meth and it totally wasn't, and then the end, haha, we're all fine. I mean, it's just like, fuck you. You know, the conflict was real, and that takes effort and skill as opposed to just jerking off and pretending they misunderstood.
Andy, do you have one?
Do I have a TV trope that I hate? I cannot. This would have been better to prepare ahead of time because I don't really have one.
I thought of it like I've been season 3 of The 100, they added a little bit of brainwash element to the show. I'm like, oh, it's only one of the subplots that's going on overall, but I'm like, I don't need that in the show. I like it so much. But
I hate breakup of continuity in television shows. It's kind of hard to explain. It's mostly in like a lot of bad TV shows that I watch, like Z Nation.
Hey, Z Nation is legitimately
and
better than
Under the Dome.
I like Z Nation better than The Walking Dead.
Whatever.
Oh.
But it's where the I want to see consistency with characters. It bothers me a lot when I see a character that, you know, hated this other person for something, and they just absolutely hated him, and then suddenly it got to the point where maybe there was a turnover of writers.
Dude!
And they forgot about...
Are we best friends now?
And they forgot about...
Your mom's named Martha?
What happened previously, and that bothers me. Yeah, especially with... Yeah, your mom's name is Martha.
Well, you know, it's... it's now the story needs those characters to be friends, so they don't earn it, and they just kind of shoehorn them together, and it's a cheat. I think what's frustrating to you.
Yeah, and I think I think that's a very good point. TV is getting better overall, so it's harder to accept this crap anymore. And sometimes, like back when that happened all the time, and there wasn't like great TV, it was like whatever. That's all we have. Now we're getting this quality TV at a much higher percentage, so these cheaper cop outs just are so obvious. It gets frustrating.
Well, it's like, so this is probably not actually a good TV show, although people claim, whatever. So Once Upon a Time, Raylene watches that because she's, you know, a woman. And it's another target thing. But, like, when they introduce Captain Hook, like, he's this monster that, like, fucked over the main character and does all this terrible stuff, but he's, you know, cute and the ladies love him, so they had to make him a good guy. So he's like, hey, he's a good guy now. And, like, There's one woman who's like the villain for like the first six seasons. It's like Snow White's sister, like the whatever. Mm-hmm. And like she's like a monster. Like she literally just pushes this lady out of a bell tower for the fuck of it and just like murders her. But she's hot. Yeah. And they just decide, we need another villain. So she's a good person now. So Lane's watching and I'm like, no, fuck her. She murdered a woman. She just pushed her out of a bell tower. She's like, no, she's the best. I love her. I'm like, no.
To be fair, she was always the best character in that show. The show's terrible. The show is awful.
But keep her the villain. Don't just shoehorn her into the good guy position.
The other thing I hate a lot is when they just change the justifications for a character. It's like it's kind of like the RoboCop where Michael Keaton basically didn't break any laws to the very very end of the movie. They had him randomly like try to shoot someone just so RoboCop could kill him because he basically was doing anything wrong, but they like, oh wait a minute, RoboCop has to have a reason to kill this guy because he actually didn't do anything bad.
Yep.
So now you have to do this ridiculous thing. And it happens in shows too, where they just like make this weird break. It's kind of what you were saying, how people aren't, it's not true to themselves. Like there's this like weird element where it just kind of comes out of the blue.
It's also sometimes my main problem with wrestling.
They decide somebody needs to be a heel.
Correct.
And so all of a sudden they're a heel.
But I do love it in wrestling when they do throw back to that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Kane set fire to one of the announcers during an interview. And when he was going to be interviewing with that guy again, they had the guy remember, you know, back, you know, 4 or 5 years ago when he was going to be set on fire.
You failed because you're mentioning Kane being interviewed about stuff he did in the past. You missed the best thing, which is Kane talking about how he has an obsession with abusing Pete Rose.
Well, yeah, that too.
And anger management.
Kane was amazing on that game show.
The Weakest Link.
Weakest Link. He was like amazing, like legit amazing in that show.
go to YouTube, look up The Weakest Link with Kane. The best part about that, they had all WWE wrestlers there, like Triple H, The Big Show. I had them all there. Everybody else is wearing suits and ties.
Kane was wearing his fucking
mask and a suit,
and he kicked ass.
He destroyed everyone. It was amazing. But yeah, go to YouTube, look up Kane and The Weakest Link. It's so good.
That's pretty awesome.
Oh, a Spanish announcer's table would be amazing for the Crippled System podcast.
That would be great.
Yeah. But even though you're right, when they win, sometimes people go heel or they go pop, just because of, you know, the fan support. But sometimes they do it amazing. Like Stone Cold's turn was amazing. Mm. Like the Rock. I mean, they sometimes do it so right. The character is a legend forever.
And it's so much better. And you can tell when they put the effort into it. Correct. As opposed, you have to justify these things, you know. Yeah. And like that's the link between all of our things that we brought up, is just that it's a bullshit excuse to change characters without earning it. You know, whether it's a misunderstanding or brainwashing or an undetermined bullshit thing for whatever reason, it's just, no, you can't just do that. You have to earn it.
Yeah. So that was my random topic. I was watching 100 and I'm like, brainwashing. This show's so good. Don't consume my current season. I also got spoiled. I know someone dies in the show this season because I was looking at it. I was like, I need to check something on the internet, and I ruined it for myself.
But good job.
I mean, I was like, I'm going into the danger zone, and I took a bullet.
Have you watched any of Quarantine or Containment?
I have not.
I think I'm going to try it.
AV Club has not been kind to it.
We messed up. Raylene and I started to watch it today, but it turns out we were watching a terrible British movie from last year called Containment. True story.
So it intrigued me, but the reviews have been unkind.
Okay, so I made it through I'm current now with Flash.
Yeah,
which I still love that show. It's amazing.
I watched all of season one.
Oh, nice. But the Flash is just, it's just really good. And I realize the true reason why I like it. It's not the Flash. What? It is a very fast Spider-Man. That's what it reminds me so much of. He reminds me of Spider-Man. He reminds me of how Spider-Man would work. That's why he got the villain of the month. That's why he's able to be hit all the time. You know, it's if that was written as Spider-Man, it would be perfect.
In my experience, spiders don't lose fights to bees.
Hey, you're a thought to bee person now, too. Someone's asking about the Night Manager. I have that on my DVR, and I'm very excited to watch it.
I think I'm going to record all of them, because it's only six episodes,
yeah.
And I'm going to just marathon.
My DVR is, like, at a critical level right now, though.
Okay.
So should we move on to Zappity Grumbles? Do you have any Zappity Grumbles?
Yeah, we should.
We had the one at the beginning.
Yep. I'll jump back.
Someone hit it, yeah.
While you're doing that, I'll mention, speaking of like some British TV show and sci-fi shows and whatever, what was that show that everybody was pissing to? Black Mirror, right? What? Black, the like Twilight Zone style thing from England.
Sure.
You know, where the first episode, the guy fucks a pig. So.
Correct.
It's not that good. I think it was overrated.
All right.
True story.
Okay.
Just wanted to throw that out there while he was scrolling.
Sure.
Did anyone have a chicken tender related issue today?
Nope.
I didn't. Somebody tried to convince me that I got less chicken tenders and less biscuits today.
Did you try? You ate all your tenders and then you didn't try the dipping sauce like you were gonna.
When I visited my mom, I took a Clover's Inch for her. She had chicken tenders. That's my chicken tender story.
Yeah.
So everyone here has gotten
only positive chicken tender related experiences in the recent past.
All right, Zabity.
KFC knows their chicken. You always get one extra tender because two of them are only like 75% the size of a normal tender, but that's okay because that adds up to an extra 50% of a tender.
The Culver's, or not Culver's, but Popeye's, when you get the chicken tenders there, I usually end up with like 1.5 more.
Yeah, they err on the side of extra. They don't want you to be pissed because you got one pinky-sized tender, so you just get a half dozen.
Yeah, and I love their gravy. Their gravy and their mashed potatoes, so good. I know red beans and rice is good, but man, gravy and mashed potatoes.
Oh, man, I fucking love red beans and rice.
All right, Zappity.
Crumble.
Speaking of cons, do any of you have plans to go to the Fantasy Flight Game Worlds in Minnesota?
Nope.
I would love to.
I would love to go to their store a couple times. It's I've only seen cool things about it. At some point, I'd want to go there because they have some games that they do some events for that I want to play. I just have not been there, and I don't know when I'll be there, to be honest, but...
I mean, I love Fantasy Flight, but
for being 6 hours away, and they have some pretty cool thematic events going on there that I have not gone to. Someone made a big long rant while we were talking about our TV thing too.
I think it was about
something about Supernatural.
Something about Supernatural.
I was curious what he said because I'm current on Supernatural.
Well, we're doing this here. Nathan, he wasn't there last week to answer his question. Did he ever play Magic the Gathering? And what are our thoughts on it as a game? And has he ever tried Android Netrunner?
Yes. I absolutely loved it, but I got out. I broke the habit.
It's a good game.
It is a super solid game. It is a well designed game. I got out because of a minor thing that annoyed me. What? Because that I know who's surprised. Wow. So I got out after like Fallen Empires, Ice Age ish. Because what happened is they started to. You had the card limits, and so you'd have stuff like the Prodigal Sorcerer, which is a one colorless, one blue for a 1/1 creature that you tap to do one damage to target creature or player. Mm-hmm. But then every expansion, they'd bring out the Prodigal Sorcerer and the Krobigal Sorcerer, or the Chubital Doppler, and all of them were one colorless, one blue, 1/1 creature that you tap to do one damage to target creature or player. I'm like, okay, so what's the point of the fucking limits? Like, so now I can have 20 of them in my deck just by doing these five different ones that are literally the exact same card, and it just kind of annoyed me, and because I was so fun in deck building and having those restrictions... that the freedom to kind of cheat the restrictions by duplicating things just annoyed me, and so I just got out.
Fallen Empires was pretty notoriously known as being a bad expansion.
A big
in that
breaking
regards.
Point, yeah. So I got out then, just also whatever. So, but it's a fucking fun game, and I play it now. Like I'll play with people. Like if I came over here and Andy had decks, I'll play a game of Magic. It's a really well designed game.
I like it, but it's
really
just
well-designed game.
Not something I can possibly get into.
I do point. Not want to spend any money on Magic the Gathering ever again, so I'm out, but I'll happily play it if people are like, hey, I've got a deck, here's a deck, let's play a game together.
I've always wanted to... I'll take back. I would probably go to like a sealed deck tournament.
A draft. Like yeah, a draft might be. I've thought about that, but I don't have all the cards memorized now, so I just get destroyed by the people who know what to build to. I don't have that knowledge, you know, that I had when I knew literally every card in the game back in, you know, the revised and whatever era. And I haven't played Netrunner yet, but I heard it's amazing. That answered all that.
That, you guys know that was your question.
Have you guys played any Netrunner?
We talked about it all last
week. Oh, did you not, sir? Okay, yeah, never mind. So there you go. Zappity.
He had his pet peeves. I'm sorry. A person had something about.
Oh, when shows are released in a different order, but then film creating weird continuity.
That's always that's never the TV creator. That's always a network being. You know what? We know you guys created the show and you wrote the show and you have an idea for the show, but let's just rearrange it because it'll be cooler.
Yeah.
That never has worked out in the history of ever.
Yeah, well, like Firefly, they wanted the pilot is relatively slow because, you know, it has to introduce a dozen characters, so it has to take its fucking time. But they're like, that's not action-packed enough, so let's start with the train job. And it's like, no, you can't, because now nobody knows what's going on.
Yep.
It's stupid.
I think it works for me in a sense. I kind of like things that just jump in willy nilly.
Well, if they create it, should be more willy. But the fact that they didn't create the character introductions that way is what really makes the problem.
Right. If it's intended to be a jump in the deep end and don't worry, we'll introduce you as it goes along, that's fine. But Train Job wasn't designed to introduce these characters. Correct. So you're like, what the fuck's going on? Like, we had some people that we knew. I had some people I knew at work went and saw Age of Ultron and had seen no other Marvel Cinematic Universe movies prior to that. They just jumped to Age of Ultron, and they're like, who are these people? That guy's got a cape and a hammer. It's like, what the fuck do you think is going to happen to you? You can't just go to Age of Ultron.
I mean, to really watch the Marvel Cinematic Universe now, to catch up, you're looking at 13 different movies
now. At least read the Wikipedia article, Who is Iron Man? Like, they knew nothing. They just jumped into Ultron.
Wow. All right. So Zappity Grumble, have the weight loss guys tried doing weights 3 to 4 times a week? Good for muscle building and weight loss?
I don't. I know I should. I do way more cardio. I should balance it out better. I sometimes do 1 or 2 days a week. It's just I'm doing so much outside now. There's disc golf, which I guess is throwing things, but it's still not really weight training. I just don't like, I don't know. I need to do it more because it is better.
I bought dumbbells so that I could do, you know, some like curls and stuff like that. And then I'm like, well, I don't know. Like this, I know. Everybody knows these. I don't know. Should I do this? Do I do that? Do I do this? I just don't know how I'm supposed to wave my arms to exercise everything. Sure. So instead, I just don't touch them. So I need to get one of those like posters that shows you 10 different exercises to do with dumbbells, and then I'll do them.
If you do, I do know weight. Let's pick in our earlier comments about loose skin being gross. If you do a lot of weight training, as you're losing weight, the building muscles will help the skin. You actually helps cancel out some of the loose skin.
So will this loose skin move to my arms?
Well, no, because as you lose weight, you're not just arms. I mean, if you do a well-rounded workout, well, your loose skin, your arms might be more.
So I need a big belly muscle.
Yeah, I mean, you know, do some crunches.
Okay.
Do some the things where you just sit there. I can't think of what they're called.
Watching TV.
Yeah, watching TV.
I do that a lot, where I just sit there.
There you go.
Also, from experience, the best weight loss method is crippling depression and anxiety.
I think people getting a tapeworm.
There's other ones. Yeah, tapeworm works well for weight loss.
Also, I have crippling depression and anxiety, and I still have a gut, so you're lying.
When I get super depressed, I can eat 8 pizzas and unlimited nachos.
And what's great is after each of those, you hate yourself.
You eat more of them.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I hate myself for eating a pizza. I'll eat a pizza.
Yeah.
Fuck you, me.
Yeah,
that'll show you, you piece of shit.
Unlimited food eatage.
Yeah, because I know that it makes me sadder, and fuck me.
Yeah. High five.
Zappity. All right. So Dan Lasmer asks, are you going to play The Reigns of Castamere at the wedding next weekend?
I'm not sure. Now I am.
The Tower of Joy, isn't it less than an hour?
Yeah! High five again.
Tower of Joy!
What's the Reigns?
I mean, the Reigns of Castamere. I know that's song. A song,
but I mean, what wedding?
My stepdaughter's.
Yeah, because you're not going to.
I'm not going to MomCon. Instead, I'm going to play the Reigns of Castamere at their wedding and then stab his family to death.
No, you got to have like everybody. You got to get the wait staff helping you out.
I can do it on my own. I believe in myself. Believe in you will achieve.
Zappity. Oh, and somebody discussed about adopting bulimia with Brian today. Bulimia is gross.
Well, here's what I was thinking. I brought this up to Raylene. I already have really bad teeth just because of no brushing habit. I never built that habit, and I try.
I have mostly crowns, so at some point.
I'm like, all right, I'll brush my teeth today, and it'll bleed, and I'll spit out blood, and it's terrible. I'm like, that's all right. That's normal because of not brushing. So I just need to brush for a week, and eventually the gums will grow, and I'll stop bleeding, and so then I don't for 6 months. And then I brush my teeth one day again, and that's my brushing habit, is that I just never brush my teeth because I'm terrible, and they all just fall out of my face, and it's terrible. So the point is since I told Raylene, I'm like, my teeth are already terrible, so there's really no downside to bulimia if I just took it up. Because one of the main downsides is that the stomach acid rots your teeth. Mm-hmm, I'm like, nah, I'm already there. So, like, why not?
I mean, you have defeated one of the purposes.
Yeah. I don't know any other downside of bulimia other than bad teeth, and fuck it.
You just say you're English.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So my recommendation is bulimia.
Zappity.
Crumble.
What's the best way to freeze yourself until Mark III comes out?
Put your head in the freezer.
Put your head inside a microwave. Get yourself a tan.
But whatever it is, before you do it, just give me all your models. I'll hold on to you until you get thawed out. Not you. I'll hold on to them. I'll hold on to them until you get thawed out.
Hold on to him.
You too.
Hug. Zappity.
Grumbo.
All right. Is there any point continuing to learn a new faction before Mark III?
I would not know why you'd want to do that with your time.
No.
Is it called Guild Ball Faction? Maybe that. But I don't know why you want to know there.
I mean, yeah. I mean, maybe. I mean, just be aware that stuff might change.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
their general rules will probably remain the same-ish, but yeah.
I mean, yeah.
No, the game is dead. Move on. See you in a month.
Yeah.
Zappity.
Crumble.
Somebody was asking which Brian was going to be on the podcast.
That
Brian.
One.
Yep.
Hi, I'm Brian.
Yep. You're in a Game of Thrones. How long before you die? Who do you try to make your ally? I think it's almost probably better to be solo in the Game of Thrones than it is to have an ally, because it seems like every person who has an ally in that show or book gets killed.
Not Pod. Pod's awesome. I would be a random peasant desperately hoping not to get raped to death by raiders or die of dysentery. Like, I am not even drawing attention
probably,
to myself.
Probably, like, in the center. Like, nowhere, not near King's Landing, nowhere near Winterfell.
I'd be that guy telling the story that Sir Robert Strong pays a visit to last week. Sir Robert Strong, noted human.
I want to go live in Highgarden because the books don't really go there.
And it seems like a nice place to live.
Yeah, that's definitely. Like,
the random peasant in Highgarden got a good life.
Yeah, I'm going to Highgarden. I'll live as long as I can.
Yeah, I would definitely not go out to Marine, is it?
Not
be out there, no.
No.
Is it just random people killing people because, you know, like, we love our slaves?
Slaves killing slaves, masters killing masters, slaves killing masters, masters killing slaves. Good times.
Yeah. No.
Zappity.
Zappity. Crumble. That's it. All right. Off the recommendations, we should do that quick.
Recommendations.
I recommend that you get grilled chicken at KFC. Like, so they had the original and extra crispy, and I always pick one of those. And then they came out with the grilled, and I'm like, well, fuck you. I didn't come here to eat healthy. Fuck you. So one day I only had, what are you doing like a chicken with? What is this?
Grilled.
What are you doing?
Grilled chicken.
Yeah.
Bacon. Grilled chicken.
No, not a double down. So like, I only had like 200 calories left on my day for my fitness pal, and I really just wanted to eat something terrible. I just needed protein. I needed some meat. And so out of desperation, you have a bag of nuts?
Bag of nuts.
Eat some nuts. But I wanted some fucking meat. I was craving, and I only had like 200 calories left. Yes, penis joke. But I look at some nutritional things, and like a drumstick at KFC, if you get original or extra crispy, it's like 200 goddamn calories. Mm-hmm. Grilled, 60 calories.
Yeah.
You know, the thigh was like 70 calories. I got a two-piece thigh and drumstick, and I got some green beans, and then I just threw out the biscuit because I didn't have the calories for it, and that was like 150 calories. Like, that's half of what just a cheeseburger is at McDonald's. And I'm like, all right, it's going to taste like shit, but whatever. And you know what? fucking delicious. Like, it was better than original or extra crispy. I mean, their grilled chicken was delicious.
Your salt content for the day was through the roof.
Don't care. But the point, yeah, so the salt content, but at least for the counting calories, yeah. And if you're going to eat KFC anyway, it was like 300 calories less, and right. It was actually really tasty.
Here's my secret to KFC, because you are right. You can get good stuff from there. I just get the popcorn chicken. That way it's not as big, and then I just eat a bucket of it, and then I feel better.
But even though each of them's small, I think you still ate like 50 pounds of fried chicken.
Each one is like 80 calories itself, probably.
You just count one.
That doesn't work that way.
Yeah. Although a lot of those lights, like eating one cookie or something is only like 40, 50 calories.
No,
like,
and no world do you live in where a cookie
thin mints. You just eat one cookie.
Thin mints.
All right.
I still got Thin Mints left over, and I grabbed one of them.
Okay, that's fine. I'm thinking like a cookie like at a restaurant or a
store. No, those are like 200 goddamn calories, like and it's terrible.
A Panera cookie is 450 calories.
Yeah, don't do that. But like one Oreo isn't that bad, and you get your Oreo craving out of you.
I get grilled chicken at Wendy's all the time, and I think I bet Chick-fil-A's grilled chicken would be good, because they do chicken good.
We're not going there ever for lunch, though.
Why?
Because that doesn't have a soda
we
machine.
I don't care about that at all. We go to Chipotle 3 days a week.
But yeah, so try the grilled chicken at your local fast food restaurant. Mine, KFC originally was the one I was throwing out, but even, yeah, Chick-fil-A or Wendy's or whatever, they're actually good.
I have plans of grilling chicken on the grill tomorrow, so there you go.
There you go.
Related. I recommend Overwatch. It's so good. I mean, you can't play. If you're not in a beta, you have to wait till the 27th of the month to play it, but it's amazeballs. Like, I played it like 4 hours a day, like a lot of last week.
One day left.
Yep. Well, I'm busy tomorrow playing board games. Age of Conan. No.
I can't play Age of Conan. You guys never invite me.
What's that for? Yeah. We got our second group. You have your Shadows group started tomorrow.
My Shadows group is not starting tomorrow.
Well, we got to get going.
Yeah, I know.
What's your recommendation, Andy?
My recommendation is, I don't remember what it was. Ballers.
Ballers?
HBO show with The Rock and Rob Corddry.
It's The Rock.
It is actually really good. I'm about halfway through the first season. It's solid.
I thought you said The Balders.
No, not The Balders. No, just not Balder 1, Balder 2. No. But no, Ballers. It's get your HBO Now or HBO Go, watch it. If you were watching Game of Thrones, then you've got HBO Now or HBO Go.
The Rock's a pretty safe bet. In general.
Yeah. He's like, not actually the best part about it. Rob Corddry is amazing.
Rob Corddry's.
Well, The Rock is more the straight guy, and Rob Corddry gets to be the Rob Corddry. Yeah.
Kind of.
He's The Rock's kind of not
the badass straight guy, but he's nowhere Central Intelligence level straight guy. Oh, correct. My God. I can't wait for that movie.
I will be disappointed. That movie's bad. I'm saddened.
The movie cannot be bad. It will be a national tragedy.
It will be. He's not wrong.
No?
No. Have you seen the trailer for Central Intelligence?
Oh, wait, yes, I have. I have seen the trailer for that, and it looks fucking hilarious.
The Rock looks so happy in that trailer.
The Rock is so happy in every... I love The Rock. You know, especially, like, the things now I've seen him with the Make-A-Wish recently, and he's with the kids, and then he just has all these stories about how happy he was to meet them and how awesome they are and everything like that, and talk about their life. I'm like, that's fucking amazing.
I think he really appreciates people.
He could have just shown up and signed an autograph and left, but instead he tweets out and Facebook. I saw somebody like, oh, how egotistical of him to want to get the attention that he's doing, and it's like, no, you idiot. He wants these people to go online and see how happy he was to meet them. That's even better than meeting him.
Or get more attention to the cause.
That too. I mean, that too as well.
To be perfectly honest, I wish I was popular enough to be able to do things like that.
Yeah,
For that type of thing.
If I was super popular, I would help him at all.
Yeah.
I'm just being kind
of... You could be like Larry David with sick kids?
Yeah, keep him away from me. But the Ray of the Rock, I think because he came from wrestling, he came from a thing based around fan base. I think that also helps kind of get him to be more of the people kind of person, because he really did kind of, you know.
Like Ryan
Reynolds. He was the people's champion, literally.
Correct. Like Ryan Reynolds does this all the time, too, with Deadpool.
Yeah.
I mean, wrestling in general is really big in the Make-A-Wish.
John Cena apparently is really huge about it, too.
Yeah, I've seen he's done some pretty ridiculously cool things.
Yeah. I mean, hate him if you want, but he's done a lot of kids happy. There's always certain
actors who you find out do these kind of things. I'm like, well, I can't not like them anymore because they spend so much of his time doing these charity things. It's like, well, you know, free pass, I'll watch the next movie.
Johnny Depp was the one I wanted to hate forever. Yeah. I've always wanted to hate him. And then I found out more and more, you know, like him just, a girl wrote him a letter talking about how she wanted Jack Sparrow to lead a mutiny at her school. Yeah. So he just showed up in his Jack Sparrow costume one day and just walked around the school and with all the kids who was talking about leading a mutiny and stuff like that, just for the fuck of it. You know, or the other one I liked was that he had a like 2 hour refueling stop at an airport in his private jet. I mean, he's got a private jet, whatever, but like he was going to be there and he could have spent those 2 hours just banging supermodels and doing coke in his private jet. Yeah. But instead he's like, you know what? I got time. And he went in to the airport and just walked around saying hi to people and taking pictures and signing autographs.
Yeah.
I would have been banging hookers and doing coke. Like, fuck those peasants in the airport.
Any given day, that's what I'd rather be doing.
But instead he's like, yeah, let's go make some people happy. I was like, fine, I guess I'll like you.
Yeah.
Like the Tom Hanks pictures.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks taking pictures with like the drunk guy that's passed out.
Yes. Yeah. Although that was posed. It turned out the guy's like, here, let me pretend to be passed out. It'll be hilarious. But even still, it is hilarious that he'd go in on it.
Yeah. Well, every so often celebrities it doesn't happen as much, but back when people were like first getting a cell phone, like doing like the voicemails for people or whatnot, just doing all those kind of silly things was always hilarious.
Yeah.
It is sad though, then I think it's, what's the comedian, the gal's name?
Amy Schumer?
Where she had like a very, very pushy fan that basically caused her to not take pictures with fans ever again.
Maybe.
Sometimes those fans are pretty fucking creepy.
It's possible. Yeah. You
know, just give them their space. I
mean, flip side, a hilarious thing is to look at, if you go online and see the comparison between a photo shoot with Rihanna and a photo shoot with Avril Lavigne.
Oh, yeah.
There's a compare and contrast article, and it's hilarious. Like, the main thing, like, they build on it, but the basic thing is, like, the people who have the photo ops with Rihanna, like, they pay an extra $100 or whatever to go. The photo ops with Rihanna, like, there's women, like, other women, like, grabbing her boobs, they're grabbing each other's boobs and making faces. She's giving guys piggyback rides. Like, she's doing all this stuff with them. And then Avril Lavigne, she's the exact same pose, staring at the camera, motionless for every single picture while the people are 30 yards away from her on the other side of the room because fuck you, she's Avril Lavigne. And again, Rihanna's just like crazy.
Just being real. Yeah.
Giving these people the most enjoyable moment of their goddamn worthless piece of shit life, you know? Like, well, yeah, she's met 100 fans that day, but each of them has only gotten to meet Rihanna once.
Newbie's photo op, him and his wife, when he met Nathan Fillion and the one brother that's not a Baldwin.
Yeah, well, he is a Baldwin, but not a brother. Got it backwards.
Yeah, I know.
He's a Baldwin, but not a brother.
Yeah. They had kind of, their picture looked kind of cool. Like, those guys were having fun with the fans, you know, exactly. And some of them are like, they have to like, you do not look at them and I do not touch them. Do not do anything. Just stand there and look at the camera and get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Thank you for your $200.
Yep. Yeah, no, you need to check out the Rihanna Avril Lavigne one. After we're done here, I'm going to ask each of you for a favor, and then I'm going to show you Avril Lavigne and Rihanna.
I guess we didn't mention that it was near the end of the podcast.
That was a question, not a favor.
Spoiler, the question's going to be, can you do me a favor?
Son of a bitch. I wish you would have forgotten now. By the way, I was surprised at my surprise party yesterday.
Good.
I was like, because it wasn't, you know, I was like, what's happening? I was so confused. I was mostly confusion. Which led to surprise, because surprise and confusion are kind of the same thing, I guess.
Yeah.
I thought you would be more confused that I got invited to a board game day with the Shays.
Well, I mean, that was confusing, too. I mean, it was like, okay, everyone's coming together. It's cool.
I tried to sell.
It's kind of the old gang together for board games. I thought, that's kind of cool. Well, you know, we've been talking about this group together.
When I saw him outside, I'm like, yeah, I guess we're going to play one of Andy's games, because that's the only way that Andy would come if we're playing one of his games. Sorry. It was the cliche I knew would sell it.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, though, is I feel.
No, you've been doing a really good job playing other people's games. It's just old cliches die hard.
No, it's a fun game. I figured that Bring Out the Dead would be one of the games that Jeremy would like that I would own.
Yeah.
And no. And he's like, it's okay.
It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. But yeah, let's go. I was just like surprised. I was like, what's happening? Why are these people here? My first thought is, this is a lot of people for board games. And they're saying surprise.
And there's cake and balloons.
Yeah, there's cake and there's balloons. Like, what's happening? I don't understand.
Oh, another recommendation. Don't put fondant on top of whipped cream on top of angel food cake. It is the most difficult to slice thing on the planet.
Well, angel food cake itself is the hardest to cut itself.
That's impossible to cut, but whipped cream does not hold up fondant, and fondant is also impossible to cut.
I almost bought myself an angel food cake during the week. It's like, you know, I didn't really do it on my birthday, and I was like, I was going to buy myself a cake and buy some like whipped frosting or whatever, or some like buttercream frosting, just throw it on there and eat it. But, I was trying to avoid food, so then I didn't, and then I ate too much food. Yes, I figured it was a surprise party. I should probably eat some of the food for me, because it was there.
I mean, it's not gonna derail everything.
No, I wasn't like, I mean, I still was, yeah, exactly.
Yep.
It was fun.
Well, we have to go watch Game of Thrones now.
Game of Thrones, I think. We need to go. Yes. Bye, right. Everybody.
Thanks for watching, guys.
We are not, we're not recording next week now? Because, I mean, there's MomCon and stuff. I won't be around.
We might do something Monday. Not 100% sure.
Mondays at Borky's Place.
Well, yeah.
Well, we could possibly do it without you.
That's fine. But he's also included with me.
Yeah. That's fine. So him and some random people. Yeah. Maybe another cast. Who knows?
Because he wouldn't be at the place anyway. Other MomCon. You could fill this room with like MomCon. You could get Dan or... We'll figure it out.
I'll fix people. I guess another quick special announcement.
Special.
In June 12th, more specifically, we might not be broadcasting live, but we will be recording a podcast for that. I will not be in the state, but the folks here will be recording the podcast. We'll get that released.
It'll be interesting because the 12th is the day the cards come out. The cards will come out till after, so I guess we'll have to meet here at 6 and just hope that stuff is ready. Otherwise, we'll be like, well, I guess we're not recording.
Well, I'll just be, like, I won't be in the state.
True. It'd be me and Jeremy and Brian Kerr and maybe somebody else.
Somebody else, yeah.
But yeah, hopefully we'll be recording. Hopefully, because once it gets to the internet, we have to also be able to download it. Because I have to assume the internet's going to be a little bogged down in the world. So
yeah, considering the site went down just for a Scorn spoiler, yeah. I don't know how well War Room's going to handle.
But our goal is to podcast that night and then get the podcast out ASAP. You know, within the next day.
I'm gonna die. Because I'm going to be driving across the country, and I'm definitely going to be reading all of the factions cards on War Room with my left hand while I'm driving with my right hand.
Make Raylene hold the tablet for you.
Not make her drive. It's make her hold the tablet. That's your solution.
I was being nice to her. I don't make her drive.
Yeah, she's a woman. You don't want her driving.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
a man distracted is a better driver than a woman.
Because that's just going to be, you're going to die either way. It's either she's driving or you're reading.
Yeah.
While driving.
At least she's not Asian.
Yeah.